You can close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. I would invite you to reconnect with the exile you worked with in the last session. And you can do that by letting an image of this child bubble up into your mind and notice how it's looking, how it's feeling, or you can go back to the memory or event that you brought to your awareness in yesterday's lesson and that led you to connecting with that exile. Or more in general, if you want to work with an exile that you already know well, with whom you have already worked in the past, then you can reconnect with that exile. I'll leave you a moment to do that. I would like you to bring your attention to your exile and notice how it looks like, what its facial expression. Of course, that's in case it looks like a younger version of you. While if it looks like something else, just focus on how it looks like. And focus on where you feel this part in your body and how it feels like. Just bring your attention on any bodily sensations that might be connected with your exile and ask your exile, how do you feel? Can ensure that the exile is recognizing you. And notice if the exile is happy about seeing you. You can also ask this directly. And you can ask if there's another memory that it needs you to witness or it would like to share. Or if there is another part of its story that it would like to share, or if it has a message that it would like to be able to tell you. And if you see that your exile is in a sharing mood, you can always stop this visualization so that you can take all the time that you need and you can let your exile share as much as it needs. Next, I would like you to ask this part, where can it feel this pain or emotion, toxic belief the most in its body? And how does it feel like? And you can ask your exile, how would it feel if this burden, this pain went away? And I would like you to ask the exile if it would like to unburden from this pain, from this emotion, from whatever amount, really, is able to let go of. And if it would like to do a little ritual to help let go of it. And if the answer is yes, then you can tell your exile that you're gonna be there for it. You're gonna support and guide this ritual so that it can let go of all or part of its burden, of its pain. And you can tell this part that it can give this pain, this burden, you can give it up to the light, you can have it washed away by water, or it can have it carried away by wind, or it can put it in the earth, or it can have it burned up in fire, or whatever else resonates with it deeply. It might be a mix of the different elements, or it might be something completely different. Now that you probably got an answer on what this part feels like resonating with, you can simply enough take care of it. You can feel into your inner child and understand what it would want, what it would like, and just set it up for you, for him, or for her, or for it, or in whichever way it identifies with. And just be present as a supportive guide, be present with it and support it in this journey. And just notice how it's gonna feel like. Take all the time that you need. If you need more time than this, just simply stop the recording. When the ritual will be done, I'd like you to ask this part how it feels right now, if anything changed. And I would like you to ask if you can feel any qualities that before were blocked by the pain or were simply out of reach that are now bubbling up again. And you can ask this part, what does it need from you now that you have done this ritual together? And last, it's always a very good idea to check on the protector of this inner child, to see if it could witness the work that you did, and how is it feeling now that the inner child has let go of some of its pain. And it's always a good idea as well to end the session by thanking your parts, by being grateful for how open and welcoming and available they are to talk to us, to share, and to transform. And when it feels right, you can become aware again of your surroundings. There might be noises, there might be smells. You can become aware of your body as well. You can wiggle your toes, notice your hands, move your fingers. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes and become aware of the room surrounding you and get used to the light again.